The story of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark. A tragical emergency. All was not well in Denmark. The Norwegian army, led by Prince Fortinbras, had long threatened the kingdom. King Hamlet had died suddenly, and only a few weeks later, his wife, the Queen Gertrude, married the king's brother, Claudius. This made the people suspicious, for it allowed Claudius to become king instead of the rightful heir to the throne, the young Prince Hamlet. So heartbroken was Hamlet over his father's death, and so bitter following his mother's sudden remarriage, that the young prince became overwhelmed with melancholy. And he soon grew weary of the world. Sad as it was that Hamlet would not inherit the throne in its 10 kingdoms, the young Prince Hamlet was even more upset by the callous way his mother had so quickly forgotten his father's memory. Even on the day of his mother's second marriage, Hamlet dressed in the deep black of mourning and refused to join in the gaiety. Nothing his mother could do would bring him any joy. Hamlet was sure that Claudius had murdered the king, but how was it done? And did his mother join in the plot? These questions plagued Hamlet day and night. But strange events were afoot in the kingdom. For 3 nights, the soldiers on the midnight watch, Horatio and Marcellus, had claimed to see an apparition before the palace. The ghostly figure wore the same armor that belonged to the dead king, the soldiers said, and its countenance was sorrowful. But it would not answer when they spoke to it. Once it seemed to lift its head, but in that moment the morning cock crowed and the apparition vanished. Hamlet was sure that it was indeed his father's ghost which had appeared. And on the 4th night, he had joined the soldiers on their watch, for he was sure the ghost might have a message for him. The image did appear as predicted, and Hamlet was struck with surprise and fear at seeing the ghostly figure. First he thought the spirit might be evil, but soon he decided that it must be his father, and the prince addressed the apparition directly. "Father! King Hamlet!" cried the prince. "Why have you left your grave and approached before us?" The ghost beckoned to Prince Hamlet to step away to a solitary place. Horatio and Marcellus were frightened for the prince's safety, but Hamlet was determined and too unconcerned for his own life to hold himself back. So he broke away from his friends and followed the apparition. When the prince was alone with the ghostly figure, the spirit spoke and announced itself to be the ghost of King Hamlet, who had been poisoned by his brother Claudius as the king took his afternoon nap in the royal garden. A deadly elixir had been poured into the king's ear. "If you ever did love me, you will avenge my foul murder," cried the ghostly king to the young prince. Martin.